Hi, my name's Warren Wilby. I'm with the ISV Evangelism team. We're here at the Platform Strategy Review, and I'm with my friend William Barrow from Maxenon.
Hi.
So, why don't you tell us all about the cool things that you were doing in the high-tech manufacturing space?
Sure. What we've done is we've taken CRM as a base-level entity for CRM package. It makes a great horizontal package for delivering CRM to enterprise-level customers. We've taken that and extended it to encompass the high-tech manufacturing vertical. So, an example, call centers, configurators, partner portals, and we've taken all of that data and combined it together with ASP.NET and SQL as a back-end platform, and we're able to extend that out to our customers and partners basically through a web-hosted solution. We have a couple of different ways we handle it. One is in the standard on-premise model.
Let's talk about that one first.
Okay. In the on-premise model, basically our stuff installs side-by-side with CRM.
So you've got a database for CRM over here, and you have a parallel database on the side for your vertical specific stuff or the high-tech manufacturing vertical?
Yes.
Okay, so I understand the CRM stack. You know, CRM has SQL at the bottom, and on top of that we have the CRM code, which is ASP.NET, and you know, that great architectural framework that's on top of it, and of course the interface comes off of that. What does your stack look like for the high-tech manufacturing stack?
For the base level pieces of that, we utilize CRM's tool set, where we go in and add additional fields that the high-tech manufacturing group requires.
Mm-hmm.
For some of the more complex stuff, which we can't utilize the CRM framework to build out, we've got a web-based solution on ASP.NET that sits in that parallel database that we've got where PowerTrack sits. So in that parallel system, we're able to build out all of the high-tech manufacturing vertical applications, such as call centers, configurators, forecasting management tools, that are a lot more complex user interface pieces than the CRM can handle out of the box. So we're connecting those two pieces together with a single application because CRM has the ability to use other websites and expose other websites right within the framework. It makes our stuff a lot easier because we don't have to build the base level components and worry about things like Outlook synchronization because it all just works.
Perfect. So you've got CRM here, you've got yours there, and you present a unified user interface so that the customer gets the best of both worlds, effectively.
Right.
Perfect. Okay, so you said you had another implementation. I'm guessing that that's based on some of the work that we did around CRM4 and being able to provide a partner-hosted implementation directly out of CRM. Is that what you guys have built on top of?
Yes, so we've got the exact same setup that we did on the on-premise model, exposed in a partner-hosted model. We use U.S. Internet as our hosting facility, and we've got dual F5 load balancers with storage array devices, and we had to set up all of the infrastructure to build out that partner-hosted piece. But basically, it's the same thing as an on-premise, just a much more advanced, robust system, and it just snapped right in with the IFD deployment for CRM.
Cool. And basically, CRM is publishing direct to the internet in that case, right?
Correct.
Perfect. Okay, so let me ask you about something, because one of the reasons that we're here today is to talk about cloud computing. And that has to be an interesting forward-looking direction for you guys, because if you bought those servers, you're sort of facing that same stair-step problem that almost everybody is in the hosting space. You know, at the point where you actually are at the optimal utilization of your server, you're actually out shopping for the next server. You have almost no choice.
Right.
And so you've got this nasty hardware acquisition cycle that you're a part of, and you don't get an awful lot of efficiency that way.
Yeah, in our partner-hosted model, we've probably invested about $100,000 just in equipment to maintain that facility. So that's quite a chunk of change to bite off to just buy computers. So what we're looking at is the Windows Azure platform, where we can buy time on computers that are already there. And we don't have to worry about maintaining the hardware. We don't have to worry about maintaining the software on the hardware. We don't have to really worry about anything.
Yeah, the beauty of this model is you pay for what you're getting. You don't have to invest against some supposed future need. You're paying for what you're using today, and that can be a lot more cost efficient.
Well, yeah, the other thing that I see that's really great about it is because the SQL Azure platform, it has the ability to, all we have to do, we don't have to know where the files are writing to or anything else, because all of that's supplied by Microsoft. on the back end from backup perspectives, et cetera. So all we have to do is say, here's what our table looks like, and then create the table and connect our ASP.NET straight to that instead of connecting to something that we're building where we have to maintain storage area, network devices, and just a truckload of hardware and maintenance on top of it.
Yeah. So there's a cost savings. There's also a time and complexity savings from your standpoint as well. It just sort of all happens. You do with a very high-level configuration. You don't have to get into the nitty-gritty.
Right.
So have you started exploring this actively?
Yes. It's something. It's one of the reasons that I'm really anxious about this event is to get into and look at what's coming with Azure.
Okay. Well, that's great. We've got lots of great things to share with you. For those of you who are interested in learning a little bit more about Azure, you can go to www.azure.net. There's all sorts of great information out there available. Also, if you go to www.msdev.com, we have lots of training courses on how to build Azure applications. Well, William, thanks so much for spending some time today.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Have fun at the PSR.
All right.